Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 31st, 2007. Brooksine just commented, we'll be turning the calendar over soon to another month. How life indeed passes by quickly. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepared this message in the hopes of providing encouragement and challenge to you. Today's message is titled, Our Ultimate Goal. The scripture text is just a brief portion from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9, the words of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthian believers, and through scripture to us.
So we make it our goal to please Him.
Generally, my competitive athletic days are over, but I can still have the competitive spirit at times. The other evening, I played a makeshift round of frisbee golf in a front lawn and up and down our country road with Jim Losey, a friend of mine. We determined the goal one hole at a time. As it got dark, we were tied and I agreed that whoever won the next hole would be the winner. And lo and behold, Jim hit the designated goal with the frisbee and won the round. I was devastated, only for a brief moment, of course.
Well, there are a lot of goals in life. The term is used in a lot of sports, but we also speak of financial goals, career goals, and so forth. Today we want to consider the ultimate goal we are to have as Christians.
Rabbi Zacharias challenges followers of Christ to follow the model of many corporations and local churches and develop a personal mission statement. Many years ago, I formulated my own. The difficulty for me in this matter is staying succinct. There's so many scripture verses that I want to incorporate that I tend to lose the brevity and focus that characterizes a mission statement. Well, here's the one I've used for many years. I am created by God to bring Him glory. Through God's Son, Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed and I make it my life's goal to please the Lord. My mission in life is to honor God through my faith and obedience and prepare myself and all whom I may influence for eternity. The daily verse is a goal that the Apostle Paul had for both himself and his readers. Notice the first person plural pronoun, we. I believe as part of the Holy Scriptures, this includes us as well. It is one of the first verses of Scripture I memorized as a young man. Again, it states, so we make it our goal to please Him. That is a single phrase mission statement.
The word translated goal means to devote oneself zealously to a cause. It suggests eager, continuing efforts for something that is good. I believe the Amplified Bible expresses this sense well. We are constantly ambitious and strive earnestly to be pleasing to Him.
A great pursuit in life for the redeemed is finding out what pleases the Lord. By God's grace, it remains a simple expression of our outlook on life. The quest to find out what pleases the Lord is ongoing, although God's written revelation in the Bible regarding what pleases Him is unchangeable. New challenges in different contexts are always set before us in determining His will. Doing the right thing requires discernment and building a solid foundation so that you know that which He prohibits and that which pleases Him. Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, verse 10, great challenge for all of us, and I end with this phrase, find out what pleases the Lord.
Let's pray together. Jesus, I make it my goal to please You. So many goals I make only last for a season. But when I set goals for righteous living, the rewards will last not only for this life, but for all of eternity. In setting my goals, help me to be willing to lay aside that which hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, so that I can reap a future harvest of righteousness and peace. I want my primary goal to be that of perseverance, so that no circumstances in this life will deter me from my eternal home. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. No, we are not on an airplane. If you just heard the ding, it's a program on my computer from Southwest Airlines. It's a joy to share today God's Word. And we pray before we share the message, and again, together as Brooksine leads us in the prayer that she writes. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have several pictures up on the web expressing our life, as well as a couple of songs that I feel fits the message. One, a rather contemporary version, but with wonderful words by Chris Tomlin. The great old hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. I certainly would like to have found that particular hymn online in the traditional version, but wasn't able to do so. But I believe you will enjoy that if you like music. Well, join me today. Let's make it our goal to please the Lord.